Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, the Connecticut Business Blend with the Hartford Business Journal on WTIC News Talk 1080.
You can get just about all these stories at hartfordbusiness.com. Mondays at 8:50 a.m., we do have the Connecticut Business Blend with Greg Bordonaro of the Hartford Business Journal. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So, you know, we've been talking about these hospitals and who's going to buy them, and the UConn Health floated to buy, I think, two of them, and now it looks like they got approval to buy one of them. Talk about the details of that, but also it feels like the price tag was kind of low.
Yeah. So the price tag on all these hospital deals that are circulating right now are very low, which kind of shows you what these organizations are buying in terms of, you know, Prospect Mental Health. They've owned three hospitals, Waterbury, Rockville, and Manchester Hospital. They not run them very well. The big financial issues. They had big cyber hack that, you know, created further financial issues. Exodus of doctors. So they've had many problems. So on Friday, UConn Health's board of directors approved spending up to $13 million to do a bid on Waterbury Hospital, one of the three hospitals. It is a low price. I mean, we looked up just the property value of the Waterbury Hospital itself, and according to city records, over $240 million of just the property.
Wow.
So it's a question of how much investment is going to be required in each of these hospitals. I'm guessing it's significant, those low purchase prices. Hartford Healthcare right now has bid on Manchester and Rockville Hospital, $86 million, so two hospitals for $86 million. I mean, that's, a remarkably low price as well. So it just goes to show you, in my opinion, how much investment these hospitals are going to need to get updated, to get modernized, and also to probably recruit, doctors to help fill up those all the services that they need to provide, because there has been, and this has been a long struggle now. It's been years of uncertainty around these hospitals. So we may be inching closer towards a resolution. And the Hartford Healthcare proposal, that may be approved at auction, I believe next week or the week after. So Yale, which had originally, opted to buy these Prospect hospitals, they pulled out of the deal, and there were multiple lawsuits. They just settled one of those lawsuits, or the main lawsuit, with Prospect Medical for pulling out of its original deal to acquire those hospitals for $45 million. So things seem to be coming in place where there may be some resolution to all these different hospitals and all these financial issues that all these organizations are facing.
Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here for the Connecticut Business Blend. Got a bit of a Connecticut manufacturing update, and not all good news, right?
No, it's CBIA, Connecticut Business and Industry Association. They have a big annual manufacturing event, and they released their major manufacturing survey. They survey hundreds of manufacturers across the state to get sort of a feeling of how they're doing. So last year they were more profitable than they were the year before, so that was kind of a bright spot. But a lot of them are showing major concerns in the current environment. 80% of manufacturers in Connecticut say they're having trouble finding skilled workers, which was on par, about the same percentage as last year. So that labor shortage is still a problem in manufacturing, and it hasn't shown signs of easing at all over the last year. 66% of manufacturers in Connecticut say tariffs are negatively impacting their business. Manufacturing is a huge industry in Connecticut. It makes up about probably almost 11, 12% of our economy. They say across the board tariffs are hurting them. And now there's worries about possible tariffs on the aerospace industry, which an official from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was at the CBA event. He warned that was something that they're going to be lobbying against, and it could come down the pipeline, which would have a major impact on Connecticut. Already, the aerospace industry is being impacted by some tariffs, but a tariff specifically on that industry would have a significant impact on Connecticut. Despite this sort of uncertainty and headwinds, Connecticut's economy overall seems to be operating okay. We had a 4.6% GDP growth in the second quarter, which put Connecticut in the top 10. So it's really hard to understand sort of where the economy is. You know, manufacturers saying they're worried, but they're a big part of our economy, yet our GDP grew almost at the top 10 of all U.S. states in the second quarter. So the economic data honestly seems to be all over the place, though. We don't have sort of clear sight lines of what are going to be the impact of tariffs. Where is inflation going long term? So there's still a lot to be sorted out, I think, in terms of where Connecticut's economy is and where manufacturing is headed.
I'm curious about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
There's another issue we talk about a lot is the real estate in the city of Hartford. And we talk about all the new buildings that are getting put up. But, you know, there's also the challenges of existing buildings that aren't being maximized, right? So give us an update on sort of the vacancies and the blight and the other elements of real estate in Hartford.
Yeah, so this is looking mostly beyond downtown. The city of Hartford has had a lot of out-of-state investment, particularly from New York and New Jersey, buying up lower-income housing, affordable housing, even some Section 8 housing. And frankly, the track record of a lot of these out-of-state buyers has been spotty. You have some who have invested in the properties. A lot have come in. They see the cheap prices, which is much cheaper than, say, New York City. They're buying these properties on the cheap, not doing much with them at all, not taking care of them. So the mayor, Mayor Roonan, last year, he sort of launched an initiative to try to weed out some of these bad landlords by putting pressure on them with blight citations. So far, through September this year, he's assessed $4.7 million in blight citations on basically unkept multifamily properties. Last year, he did $725,000 in blight citations alone. So he's really going.
But does that mean do they actually collect, or is it?
It may get negotiated down if the landlord is willing to put some more money into their properties. It could lead to foreclosure situations on properties. It's not just a fine in name only. There is ways that they're even forcing foreclosure in some circumstances if these citations aren't getting paid, and if after these citations are put in place, still no improvements are made on these properties, which has happened. We in our story we did an example of a 69 unit portfolio was bought by this investor out of New York who was recently sentenced to 5 years in prison for defrauding lenders.
Oops.
He basically did nothing with these properties, and they were uninhabitable. Tenants all had to move out, so there's there's four vacant apartment buildings, 69 units total, that have been just sitting there. A local investor bought them up, put some money into it. Now he's looking to sell to a developer who's willing to take it to the next level and that we could get people moving into these things. So there's been a lot of problems with these out-of-state investors, buying up these affordable housing projects or developments around outside of downtown. And, the mayor's trying to come up with a solution to it.
You know, we have a couple of friends who are CPAs. They couldn't be busier, and they're making tons of money. And I guess part of it is they're in such demand and there aren't as many out there as there should be, right? So are they going to change the standards? Are they going to lower the bar for CPAs?
I guess that kind of depends on who you ask. So the accounting profession has been facing a workforce shortage for many years. This goes before the pandemic. It's just hard to recruit kids in college. Say, hey, come into accounting. Although it actually is a great pathway, a career pathway. You get paid a lot of money. There are long hours. That's kind of the downside that a lot of people look at it. So they've had trouble getting accountants and also CPAs, certified public accountants. So they're changing the standards. There was a law passed this last session. You still have to pass the CPA exam, but the on-the-job training can now substitute for sort of classroom hours. So if you pass the CPA exam and you have 2 years of experience, basically now you're only going to need a bachelor's degree, and then you can become certified public accountant. In the past, you needed a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and also a couple of years of experience. So there is the threshold for becoming a CPA has been lowered a little bit. The Connecticut Society of CPAs, which was the lobbying group that sort of vouched for this, they don't say it's a lowering of standards. Actually, before 2000, the year 2000, these guidelines are similar to that ones before 2000. So, and they said they were fine back then. But they need more numbers and they think this is a way to do it. And again, you still have to pass the CPA exam, which is the key benchmark. You got to get 2 years of work experience and have the bachelor's degree. So they don't think it'll lower the standards, at all. And, hopefully you can fill up more accountants in Connecticut.
All right, Greg, thanks so much as always. Have a great week.
All right, thanks, Brian.
All right, Greg Bordenero from the Hartford Business Journal and the Connecticut Business Blend. Hey,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.